blaze that tore through
Blog Talk Radio.
Fire in modern U.S. history. The announcement of Biden's visit to Maui comes after he has faced some criticism from some conservatives about his response to the wildfire. FEMA's Frank Taylor, a task force leader for urban search and rescue, describes their approach in searching for Maui wildfire victims.
We go slow, we go methodical, we're thorough, and then we're respectful. These are somebody's family.
Today's Fed minutes are expected to show that officials are divided over the need for more tightening in U.S. economic policy. Analysts believe the record of July's Federal Reserve policy meeting will show that a majority of Fed governors likely maintained cautious optimism the economy is heading for a soft landing. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is urging union members to authorize a strike next week as they are 30 days away from their contracts with Detroit automakers expiring. The union wants a 46% pay hike over the next 4 years. Portland, Oregon is marking a second straight day of record-breaking heat. Forecasters say yesterday's high reached 103 degrees, breaking the previous record for the day of 100 degrees set in 2008. This after the Rose City reached a record-breaking 108 degrees on Monday. Salem and Eugene also broke records yesterday for the second consecutive day. Salem reached a high of 102, breaking a 90-year-old daily high record, and Eugene reached a record-breaking 105. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
Trust in the superheroes of home service. Black Hills Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Call us today and mention the word summer to enjoy $100 off any home service or repair. That's 888-88-HILLS today.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we still have an excessive heat warning in effect for today. High temperatures, upper 80s and 90s. But a good thing, we have a little bit of wind out of the north to the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures back down to the mid-60s. For Thursday, things will start to taper off to the low to mid-80s, with partly cloudy skies for Thursday night, lows down to about 62. For Friday and running up to the weekend, finally back into some comfortable temperatures, highs in the upper 70s, with mostly sunny skies, lows in the upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin, and you're on Maximum Medicine. And my guest today is Dr. Maria Sagi, whom I'll tell you about. She's calling in from Budapest, Hungary. And we have a surprise guest, Dr. Professor Irvin Laszlo, calling in from Rome, is it, Irvin?
No, from Tuscany.
Tuscany. So Italy and Hungary coming in on the wire. We're here to talk about Maria's book. And Professor Laszlo is here because he is an expert in the information field. Maria's book is Remote Healing, Non-Local Information Field and the Akashic Medicine, and the Akashic Field. So
I've also written a preface to this book. That's another reason why I'm here. And
good.
I've been with Dr. Sagi for many years.
Yes. So briefly, let me tell you about Dr. Sagi and Professor Laszlo's work. Dr. Sagi started out as a pianist and then began to study medicine and psychology, personality theory. But since probably at least 20 years, I think, for Maria, she's been studying the natural healing methods, the principles of information medicine. She worked and learned the new homeopathy from Eric Kerbler. And in her processes, which her book is all about, she enters the information field to connect with the templates for the healed condition. And she's also a member of the Club of Budapest, which is sort of a think tank for bringing our humanity forward, started by Professor Laszlo, and Dr. Saggy's been instrumental in that club as well. And so they are both here today, and we're so thrilled. Thank you guys so much for being here.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here again.
So, Maria, tell me how you went from being a piano player to a healer.
First of all, I studied at the university psychology, and I did my doctorate and my PhD in music psychology, and it was a very interesting for me, more than 10 years research work, and it was really, really amazing, and it was very, very, it was very good for me. And then I worked as a research assistant in the institute, and I got there a friend who asked me whether it is interested, whether I am interested to go to Father Louis, just as a guest, because she has an appointment there, and if I would accompany her, it would be a nice nice event for both of us. I was very
happy. And he is a priest who did miraculous healing.
Yes, he was a priest. He was a priest. He did every morning his celebration in the church. And after that, since 8 o'clock in the morning, he gets in every hour some patients. And the patients, he examined with the pendulum, and with the pendulum, he suggested some practice, then some new diet, some juice of carrots, some juice of red beet, and some garlic. So, but he was very, very successful. And my friend went to him with the whole family of her, and with her husband, children, grandchildren, and so on. And I was just, I was just a company person. And then I was waiting. I just had a look. I just look at how does he do all these things, and he suggested sometimes this, sometimes that. I was just. It was my very first time in my life when I have seen the pendulum how people are working with pendulum. And then I was just staying there and looking, and suddenly the father turned to me behind me, but I didn't know what he did. And then he told me the following: "My dear child, you are absolutely healthy, but your diet is not healthy one." And I asked him, "What do you suggest?" He told me, "Please avoid meat, avoid bread, avoid milk, avoid sugar, and all the foods that include all these items." And then, in that moment, it was a big revelation to me, because I was really healthy, but from my very early childhood, I was sensitive to garlic. And he told me, "For you, garlic is poison." And that was the revelation for me. That was, because we know that he uses always to every patient garlic treatment, garlic for 4 weeks, for 6 weeks. The patient has to take every morning a big dose of garlic and so on. And it is really very helpful. After 4 weeks, after 6 weeks, it's a very good result. But for me, he told, "For you, is garlic a poison?" And
you knew that was accurate because you had never liked it.
Yes, because I had a garlic sensitivity for all my early childhood. And this was for me a revelation. And in that moment, I just felt, oh, that is what I am here for. And how do he knows that I have a garlic sensitivity, although I didn't tell anything to him, anything. And then I didn't put any question, and I just followed what he suggested to me. And in the first 3 weeks, I had many problems, headache and stomach ache, and I actually didn't know what to eat. Because he told me about all these things, but what should I eat? And after 3 weeks, I went back and I asked him, Father Louis, it's very nice, but I don't know what to do. And he answered me, my dear child, come here and I teach you. And he has a group of people like I, was like very young people, and we went once a week, and we got his disciples, and he suggested and he taught us what to do, what to eat, how to cook, and so on and so on. So, and that is was the beginning, and then I began to learn the pendulum, and so on. I just was on the very first step on the way to get a healer. And for me, it was really, really a fantastic experience.
So how did you get further training with Dr. Kerbler?
Oh, it was 7 years after. It was 7 years later because I was also sensitive for this electromagnetic radiation of the Earth radiation, you know, the water rain and the Hartmann and all this. And I was a research assistant in the research institute, and I had a cooperation with the Vienna Music Sociological Institute, and therefore I often went to Vienna. And then in Vienna I had also friends of natural healing friends, and then I asked once a friend of mine, do you know something how to screen this water vein radiation? And he told me, okay, it is a method, but this method will be available only in October. It was in May or something like that. And I told him, okay, I would like to buy one, and please tell me if you have this, and then I shall come and buy one. And it was end of September or early October. I went to Vienna again to my research work for the Music Sociological Institute, and I passed, and I met also my friend, this natural healing friend. And he had already this, it was a she, it was a bed sheet. And I bought this bed sheet. It was Friday in the evening, and I knew that he goes Saturday and Sunday for a holiday with his family. So then I went to my home, to my room in Vienna. And I just applied this bed sheet. I was absolutely alone. And then in the night, I had a very, very special feeling. I had a feeling as if I was levitating. And then it was very heated with two lamps heated. So it was very special. And in the morning, I was that tired that I almost couldn't go on my feet. I went to the telephone, and then I tried again to phone, but I knew that my friend won't be at home, and I just cling. It was just clinging, and it was no answer. So I didn't know what to do. I went back into the room. And then I found out that it was a telephone number on the sheet, on the paper of the sheet. And I went again to the telephone and I phoned this number. And in this phone number, on the other hand, it was a Kerbler who answered the phone. And he told me that he is now very busy. It was morning at 10 o'clock. He is now very busy, but in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, if I am free and I could meet him, then then he would have some time for me, and he told me where to come with the tram and so on. So at 3 o'clock I went there and I knocked on his door, and that was the first time with Gerber. And then I was there for
so one. What did you learn from Dr. Gerber?
So it was also very special because I have seen many, many things what I didn't expect. I expected that I get something against this water radiation and this earth radiation, but it was a complete laboratory of a healing laboratory with many, many, many things. With cards and with many things and papers and geometric forms and many, many things. And I realized that it's actually not a special in the Earth radiation, but it is a very, very deep natural treatment place and laboratory how I am. And I asked some geometrical forms, and I asked some dowsing rod, and I just asked, what does it mean that you have on the wall these geometrical forms? And he told me that it is the screening about the Hartmann and so on. So I was there for 1.5 hours, and I felt that this is what I would like to study and to learn. And I asked him, would it be possible to give this knowledge what you have in the body Hungarian specialist, because I was also a psychologist, and I had a lot of medicine as a medical doctor's friends, and we were in a friendship, and I wanted to give all this knowledge to my Hungarian colleagues, and he told me, okay, I shall teach you, and then. Now we began to learn.
So from there, from studying with a homeopathic doctor who uses a dowsing rod and these...
But he was not homeopathic, it was the new homeopathy.
Okay.
It is something different. It is new homeopathy. And he called his method new homeopathy because it is based also on the vibration. Only this vibration, what he uses, it was the vibration of the geometric symbols on a very, very high level. And then in this level, according to his theory, his geometric signs works as an antenna. And this antenna can modify the electromagnetic radiation of the body and of everything. So, and now we are just coming into the field where Erwin is now the specialist, because we are on already in the information field, because all these things, what I have learned from these beautiful teachers, it is working in the information field.
So we have Professor Laszlo with us. Could you or he review for our listeners, what does that mean to be working in the information field, and what are the implications for healing?
Well, we are in the part of the information field. As from quantum science, we find in quantum research that things are instantly and intrinsically interconnected. We also find that events that have once taken place in that anywhere in space and time can be recalled, can be called up again, as it were, and so they do not disappear. It means that this entire new science, the quantum science, is based on the recognition of interconnection and memory. Now, if you ask, where is this all taking place? I mean, you would say then the universe, yes, but is there some concept of where it could be in the universe, a feature of the universe? And then we take the idea of a field. The field is the science concept for two things or more things that are connected together without any known connection between them. let me say, they are part of the same field. The Akashic field is not a conventional energy field, information field. It's the substance of the space-time in which things are occurring, in which space-time events are occurring. So we are all actually part of that field. We were born and emerged, we evolved in that field as a special emanation, as a special manifestation of the field. So the old idea of Akasha, of the Akasha as a dimension that conserves all things, is being recovered in a new form, in different form, in the quantum sciences. So yes, there is something which we can best call and understand as an interconnecting memory field in which all things are embedded. They're all part of that field. That field was created probably, as far as calculations agree, or can go, at the birth of the universe 13.7 billion years ago, after the Big Bang, so-called Big Bang. And that field emerged at that point in space and time, and it connects all things, and it recalls, it preserves all things. So it recalls the ancient idea of the Hindu seers, going back 5,000 years, of there being Akasha dimension. In addition to the usual space-time dimension, there's an Akasha dimension. In quantum science, we can say, yes, that it is. And it's a universal quantum field, which for the sake of clarity and simplicity, I have called the Akashic field, because it recalls what the ancient Hindu seers have recognized already 5,000 years ago.
So one of the things, there's two thoughts that I have that I'd like you to talk about. The first is, it seems as if our consciousness is what connects us within this field, if you could talk about that. And the second thing is, when you say recalled, that means that the original template of how our body should work, how our physiology should work, exists. And then you can help me sort this out, Professor and Dr. Saggy, that if we can recall that original template and use that to reset the current physical condition. Is that correct?
I think Maria Sani can tell you more about it. I think, as far as I understand, that the basis of her method, what we understand is that when an organism is viable, it is a configuration of specific frequencies, amplitudes, and phases, wave fields. And that wave field means that the organism is then in a shape that it can preserve itself against the background of other things in space and time. So then this configuration means health. If our personal configuration of wave fields differs from this, then we are not in perfect health. We need to align with that health field, health configuration. Many, many complex waves coming together. Some are in phase, some are not. They are interacting, and together they produce an organism, a living organism. Each living organism has its own signature in the field. Now, there's such a thing as a human configuration. It's typical of humans. And that's the universal field that Maria Sage is talking about. The morphogenetic field is the genetic field. Then there is also an individual field which can be different from this, and then we are not well off, then we are not healthy. Or we can bring it close and try to align with that general species field, as the morphogenetic field, or the genius field, or that would be gene field, the field of the typical human genes. So our ambition is, in terms of being healthy, is to come as close as possible to the pattern of health in the field. That means that we operate as an enduring sustainable organism composed of multiple date patterns. We try to come to that idea. There's the idea of health. There's really a pattern of health. So healing is, in the sense of Mario Saggi, is to try to approximate that pattern of health by the individual. If there's a deviation, then she tries to use her own means of healing to correct for the deviation and bring that individual back closer to the ideal configuration, which spells health in the system, in the field.
Maria, do you have something to add to that?
Yes, in my book, it is a template of this. It says that we are all embedded in this information field, but it is very important to know how Professor Laszlo told that every individual has an individual morphic pattern in the field, and this individual morphic pattern, this is what we can actually examine in the remote healing. Because in the remote healing, we do not have access for the electromagnetic radiation because it's too far. But to this individual morphic pattern, which is in this information field, we have access if we are in outer state of consciousness. And another thing is that we have also a generic species pattern in this information field, which has all the information of the healthy body and the healthy functioning of the body, and we have to measure to the individual morphic pattern to the generic species pattern, and if we have some
deviation
or disturbances, then we have to correct this information through informational means, and this means that information medicine, because we are working in the information field with information.
So how can the individual, I'm just wondering, can the individual in their consciousness, can they access this field and then with intention apply it to remove disturbances or deviations?
I think you have to learn it. As you have to learn to be a medical doctor. You have to learn it and to be a natural healer like that, because you have to work it in the Akashic field. You have to learn how to go to outer state of consciousness, and you have to learn all this background knowledge. Through what is able to do these informational corrections. Because, you know, all these Far East methods, the acupuncture and the Indian and the Ayurvedic and then the chakra healing, these are all based on this informational healing. All our ancestors, they knew how to do this. And now we are at the time when we are re-developing all these methods, because the old knowledge and the old experience we have to use again with our new experiences and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn. So it is not so that every person and everybody can do this, because it is a profession. You have to learn how to go to outer state of consciousness, and in outer state of consciousness, you have to work with your patients. You have to diagnose your patients. You have to diagnose. I'm diagnosing based on this Kerber and this new homeopathy method. I'm diagnosing according to the Chinese medicine, according to the acupuncture points, I just go through. And I diagnose the patient as the patient would have been here in person with me.
So I'm looking ahead to my vision of the future, that the individual would be able to go into a meditative state and with their consciousness connect to the field and with intention resonate with the original template and therefore improve their healing. Is that crazy thinking or is that possible?
It is possible, but only to a level. It depends. It is possible. It is possible. And you know that all these meditation techniques, what is doing by Greg Braden and by Dispenza, these are all based on this, that you, through your consciousness and through your meditation technique, you go and you can be intentional, be connected into the healthy pattern. And it can do very, very fantastic healings, but it is not an everyday technique. So it is not yet an everyday technique that
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. So stepping a little bit outside of this immediate work that you teach in your book, I always wonder about changing our epigenetics to change our DNA. How do you think accessing the field works to do what we see nowadays? A lot of people are showing that the changes that can happen are rapid. We don't need these random mutations. We can literally, in fact, I was just reading something about protons being able to tunnel in the DNA and jump over somewhere. And anyway, there's this miraculous idea that we can immediate shifts through the epigenetics. And I'm just wondering, how does that reconcile that biology with the metaphysical or quantum of the field?
Mm-hmm.
Is that too big a stretch?
I think that the epigenetic is... is absolutely possible. These epigenetic changes are absolutely possible if you get the right information. It depends on the information, because epigenetic means that if you get in a different information surrounding, then your genes will be different. But how we do the healing? If I give appropriate information to my patient, then this appropriate information gives a role of an epigenetic change, but only in that case if the information is appropriate. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Professor, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, just to clarify, I think Maria was talking about healers. Not everybody can be a healer. First of all, it needs a good thorough preparation and understanding and then entering altered state and so on. We can also talk about patients. A patient who will consult a healer is helped to recover a healthy pattern in the field. So it becomes healthier as in his or her body organism. So I think the potential for healing is nearly universal. Obviously, some people are incurable. That's something else that happens on every level of any kind of disease. But here too, there are some people who are not able to profit from information healing, but they're relatively rare. Typically, a healthy individual, if he or she receives this kind of treatment, Ayurvedic, homeopathic, et cetera, and ancient Chinese methods, all of them based on information, then such a person will benefit from that healing session and healing treatment. Mm-hmm. So a great advantage of this is that you don't need to be present. Actually, it can be done from a distance. There are no physical instruments. It's all done through information. that recognizes what you call the epigenetic system is an information field which governs the genetic system. It actually predetermines, presets the way the genetic system will work, how the genes are turned on and off. So the epigenetic system is an informational governance, it's a governing system. It's a healing pattern field. The like a car-based roadmap that moves us in a certain direction. The GPS, the same way, an epigenetic system governs the direction in which the body is functioning. And that is, to interact with that is very new, because the whole discovery that not genes themselves are responsible for the way we are and the way we act and the way we feel, but the epigenetic system which governs and dominates the genes. So it's an upper level, it's an informational level. It's absolutely consistent with the quantum sciences, according to which what there is in the world are not little hard atoms and molecules. Those are approximations. What is really in the universe are patterns, wave patterns, interacting waves, which together give the impression of being some entity which is different from its surroundings, an entity that exists, that subsists. But the reality is, in the last resort, the reality is information created by interacting wave fields. So it's a whole new way of looking at the world, and it's much more consistent with the healing of the ancient forms of traditional healing than the modern healing, which is the modern medicine is based on molecular substances, on synthetics, and on actually physical-chemical interactions. This goes beyond that. This goes to the information that governs the interactions.
Yes, that's what I love about it. So everybody who's listening, we have Dr. Maria Sagi here, Professor Irvin Laszlo. We have been talking about Maria's book that's out, Remote Healing, Non-Local Information Medicine and the Akashic Field. Maria, before we close our session, do you have anything else you want to add?
You had a lot of questions to me, but I think it is important to tell that I would like to teach this method or all the healers who are interested in, because this method is really a gift, and so
you currently have a course that you teach, as I understand, every Friday, started in January.
Yes, once a month. So we have 7 webinars, once in January, February, and now in July will be the last one. So I have 7 seminars.
Will you be doing that again?
Yes, from January again.
Okay. And what is your website so people can find this?
My website is mariasagidr.com.
So mariasagidr.com.
Yes.
And you can sign up for the webinars where Maria teaches what she learned for the non-local information field and healing with the symbols, with the new homeopathy.
And with the classical homeopathy as well.
Okay. All right. Professor Laszlo, do you have anything to add before we close up?
Yes, that we are talking, it seems we are talking about theory, abstract possibility. We are talking about information that is real and that acts and that cures, that keeps healthy. I can tell you from my own experience, without going into further details, so there's my research, because I'm not, shouldn't be talking about my own personal health issues. She has been keeping me healthy for 30 years or more, and I was not necessarily there in person. Wherever I am in Tuscany, in Italy, live there, she lives in Budapest, every once in a while we meet, but most of the time there's a distance. And her healing technique works just the same way. And so I can tell you that it works. One can stay healthy. I've lived a considerable number of years now. I've just been 91. And if I'm healthy, I owe that to a very large extent to the care and treatment of the new homeopathy as practiced by Maria Sarge.
And for the listeners, if you didn't remember all of Professor Laszlo's previous books, he has a new one out in April, I believe, The Survival Imperative, and another one coming out in October. So not only is he is aging still with all of his miraculous genius brain intact, and that's thanks to Dr. Sagi as well.
Thank you for your interview and for your concern with these issues. It's very important for people to know that our health can be maintained, can be cared for in ways other than interventions. There are subtle ways of doing that. And Maria Sarges and his similar healers, information healers, are using subtle, non-invasive techniques to keep us healthy.
Wonderful. Dr. Sagi, thank you so much for being here. Professor Laszlo, thank you for joining in. It's wonderful to hear these new thoughts and move us forward to the realm of medicine and healing. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Sharon Martin with a meditation brought to you from Maximum Medicine Radio. This is a short meditation I designed to improve your connection to the plant world, specifically with regard to plants as food. Please do not do this meditation while driving. The meditation is available anytime through my website. So let's begin. Find a comfortable place where you can allow yourself to deepen inwardly. Let's start by taking a few nice, deep, relaxed breaths. In with your nose, out with your mouth, letting your shoulders drop and your belly soften. We are entering a sacred healing space. And now I open sacred space, calling to all the directions, to the allies, to the guides, all those with the highest good, come join us. Now gently bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows, seeing from behind your eyes. Again, continue with the deep, easy breathing. In with your nose, out with your mouth. Allow yourself to relax, releasing any tension and taking yourself deeper into this sacred healing space. And now, set your intention to connect on a deep level with the plant world and continue to breathe deeply and without tension. And now let your awareness fall from behind your eyes, dropping down into your chest, down to the backside of the heart, and find the entrance to the small, sacred space of the heart. Allow your inner knowing to direct you there. You energetically have been there many times. Make your way into this sacred chamber and take a seat. Look around this familiar room. You are happy to be back in this special place. Find your favorite seat. Comfortably sit and prepare yourself for a sacred journey.
let your body soften as you are guided, following my instructions. Continue to breathe in with your nose, out with your mouth, holding no tension. You know that you will learn important messages today. You look forward to the wisdom that you will gain. So let's now leave the chamber, walking in sacred energy. Take yourself out to a favorite place in nature. This may be a meadow, a mountaintop, perhaps the seashore, perhaps at the base of a tree. Take time to see this magnificent sight. You are completely relaxed as you settle into this gorgeous place of nature. Look around and see this beautiful spot as you settle in comfortably. Sense all the nature spirits around you. You are completely safe. Notice the colors, the sounds, the smells. You feel yourself surrounded by all the nature spirits, and you begin to open to the dialogue. When you are ready, ask to connect to one of the plant divas that has an important message for you. Ask to connect to one specific diva at this time, knowing that it comes to bring you information, perhaps about the plant it directly represents, or perhaps as a communicator for another single plant or group of plants, or from the nature spirit. Ask to connect. If you get any hesitation, ask, is this conversation possible today? If you get a strong answer that today is not the time, do not despair. You may return as often as you'd like. So just for the remainder, sit peacefully in your nature spot. Perhaps you sense hesitation or resistance as opposed to a clear no. Then you may ask, is there anything I may do to allow this dialogue to unfold? You may be guided to a simple fix, perhaps offering a guarantee that you will take the information to heart, or that you come in mutual respect. Take a moment to ask if you may proceed, or if there's something you need to do to allow this process to go forward. Plant diva approach. Note its shape and color. Perhaps it's just a color. Perhaps a feeling. Perhaps it presents in specific form. Maybe it comes as the embodiment of a specific plant or category of plants. Take notice of this. Sense its energy and invite it to come to join you in a special place of nature. Start a conversation with this diva. Ask, what plant energy is needed in my life at this time? What healing power can the plant world bring to me? Is there a specific plant I need to be more connected with? Does this mean as food or nutrition? Take a minute to get those answers.
increased understanding of the value of relationship with the plant world. Ask for help from the plant's allies for your improved wellness. And take some time now to continue your dialogue with the diva, getting whatever messages you need at this time from the plant world. Ready to take your leave from the diva. As always, in right balance, offer gratitude for the help that it has brought you, knowing that you can reconnect at any time. You may come another time and another plant diva will present itself, and the messages are likely to be different. But know that you can come any time with dialogue with the plant world, and you can develop beautiful allies and friendships with these spirits. So with the messages you got today, take a minute to deeply breathe. Take in the messages that you received, and take time right now to integrate them into your field. Thank you. now gently say goodbye, and with a heart full of gratitude and appreciation, take your leave from this spot in nature, and gently walk back from this nature place into the sacred space of your heart. Take a moment for re-entry, settling on your favorite cushion or place to sit, and breathe. Now gently bring your awareness back to this time and this place. We close sacred space as we release the ambassadors of the plant world and thank the directions, the allies, the guides, as always, with deep gratitude for their presence and assistance. Be gentle as you re-enter your day and restart your tasks. You are magnificent beings of light. Be well.